2 Chronicles chapter 32. After these things, and its establishment, Sennacherib king of Assyria came, and entered into Judah, and encamped against the fenced cities, and thought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come, and that he was determined to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were outside the city. And they helped him. So there was gathered much people together, who stopped all the fountains, and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come, and find much water?" Also he strengthened himself, and built up all the wall that was broken, and raised it up to the towers, and another wall outside, and repaired Millo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together to himself in the street of the gate of the city, and spoke words of encouragement to them, saying, "Be strong and courageous, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of the king of Assyria, nor because of all the multitude who is with him. Because there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh. But with us is the Lord Jehovah our God to help us, and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah king of Judah. After this Sennacherib king of Assyria sent his servants to Jerusalem, but he himself laid siege against Lachish, and all his power with him, to Hezekiah king of Judah, and to all Judah who were at Jerusalem, saying, "This is what Sennacherib king of Assyria says. Upon what do you trust, that you remain in the siege in Jerusalem? Does not Hezekiah persuade you to give over yourselves to die by famine and by thirst, saying, The Lord Jehovah our God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria. Has not this same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars, and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, You shall worship before one altar, and burn incense upon it. Do you not know what I and my fathers have done to all the people of other lands? Were the gods of the nations of those lands in any way able to deliver their lands out of my hand? Who was there among all the gods of those nations that my fathers completely destroyed, that could deliver his people out of my hand, that your God should be able to deliver you out of my hand? Now therefore do not let Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you in this manner, neither yet believe him. Because no god of any nation or kingdom was able to deliver his people out of my hand, and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less shall your God deliver you out of my hand?" And his servants spoke yet more against the Lord Jehovah God, and against his servant Hezekiah. He wrote also letters to rail against the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, "As the gods of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people out of my hand, so the God of Hezekiah will not deliver his people out of my hand." Then they cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language to the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall, to make them afraid, and to trouble them, that they might take the city. And they spoke against the God of Jerusalem, as against the gods of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of man. And for this cause Hezekiah the king, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amoz, prayed and cried to heaven. And the Lord Jehovah sent an angel, which cut off all the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he had come into the house of his God, those who came forth of his own body killed him there with the sword. So the Lord Jehovah saved Hezekiah and the people who lived in Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts to the Lord Jehovah to Jerusalem, and presents to Hezekiah king of Judah. So that he was magnified in the sight of all nations from that time forth. In those days Hezekiah was sick to the death, and prayed to the Lord Jehovah, and he spoke to him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah did not repay according to the benefit done to him, because his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath, anger, judgment, upon him, and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Nevertheless Hezekiah humbled himself because of the pride of his heart, both he and those who lived in Jerusalem, so that the anger of the Lord Jehovah did not come upon them in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceedingly much riches and honor. And he made for himself treasuries for silver, and for gold, and for precious stones, and for spices, and for shields, and for all manner of pleasant jewels. Storehouses also for the increase of corn, and wine, and oil, and stalls for all manner of beasts, and pens for flocks. Furthermore he provided for himself cities, and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, because God had given him very much substance. This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper watercourse of Gihon, and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all his works. However, in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent to him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him, to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah, and his goodness, look. They are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the best of the tombs of the sons of David. And all Judah and the people who lived in Jerusalem honored him at his death. And Manasseh his son reigned in his place. 3430 AH 612 BC.